Hello and welcome into the So Rare Data Game Week 461 preview. I'm Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on So Rare, joined once again by Harry Trades to talk about, as Johannatin pointed out, it's an international game week and not that many international games. Yeah, it's kind of a weird one, Harry.
It is, isn't it? There's probably 10 times more friendlies than there is like actual games this weekend.
There's nothing... I really don't think there's much worse in Sora than when you see your guy get called up and you're like, let's go. And you're like, oh, two friendlies. Great. Halfway around the world, no less.
And the odds on them getting injured are like sometimes a bit increased and
just way too high.
Anything from it.
And then they'll get back late having played one or two friendlies. And then, thank you to everybody coming in. Looks like Arthur was first, Bazzer, and SR Monkey on the podium. Way to go. Thank God for MLS is right. Poach Balls, this will be a short live. It probably will be. Already shouted at Johannatin. Tuggy, what's up? Rikamon, Sorer Holland, and Mike Bassin. What's up, everyone? Before we get in, River Plate's back on So Rare. Let's go. New season cards from 2023-24 lasted 4 months, Harry.
I'm just looking at them now, Led. They look different. There's like a So Rare symbol in the top left-hand corner, if you notice that.
I did not notice that.
Or the logo or whatever. It's like directly below the 2024 top left-hand corner situation, which just looks different. I don't think we've had that before. I could be wrong, but I really don't think we have. No, we... Oh, wow. So they haven't... Right. So that's the difference. Normally the league badge is there, right? Because I just looked at those La Liga 2 cards and they were all La Liga cards.
But it's usually just empty, right? Otherwise?
Yeah, otherwise. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Ah, so that's... Okay, so the K-League has them now. Does the J-League have them?
I would assume so, yeah, because they have the full license.
Okay, yeah.
But if they don't have the full license, it's usually empty. But yeah, all right, I mean...
Now they've gone with the little Sora logo. It looks weird.
It just... It's, like, too big.
It's too big, especially on the limited. They look... On the rares, they're a little bit less, like, vibrant, I guess. On the limited, from what I'm looking on your screen, yeah, like I can barely see that on what I'm seeing. Okay. Big Franco. Oh,
man, I'm gonna need that.
I mean, at least you can win them now, Led.
Good point. Who knows if they'll be in the prize pool for this week? Let's see what we got this week.
Yeah.
I don't know who any of these teams are. America, DeCali, first, 63%. Is that Ecuador or Chile? I can never remember.
I don't think it's...
This didn't even help me.
I don't even know, genuinely.
Colombia, of course.
Wow, of course, yeah.
All right. Is that Edwin Cardona? Sure is. How about that? Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, they're first. LAFC... Orlando City up there amongst the licensed teams. The big thing, I think, for this game week, which everyone knows, obviously it's the start of the MLS special week, or I don't even know what they're calling it, the MLS special. But there are a lot of guys out, including, as I was looking at Orlando City here, with Pedro Galleze, not with the team because he's on international duty. I don't think Peru actually has a game that matters. Maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think they do.
But Tom, no, I've not seen Narcos. I guess that would have given it away.
I've seen it, to be fair.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, not well enough, clearly. And yeah, fair enough.
Let's see. Rikamon said the worst is the La Liga 2 players being called up for friendlies in U21s.
That's literally what I just...
That's what we were just talking about it. Ben Johnson said Sugawara got hurt today for Japan. Anyone know the severity of that one? I have not seen it. We'll see this. Let's see. Who else we got in here? David was saying it's missing the league badge, so maybe it confirms they won't get the league anytime soon. I don't know if we need the full Argentina Superliga.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Paul said, let's go, lads. FOMO'd into the MLS special and got Bono in 24 hours to sign 3 new season MLS boys deadline day. Yeah, that's right.
I like it.
And he said only the River Plate DNP players will be added to the prize.
Fuck's sake. Sore subject.
For real. Let's see. Yannis said only Asia and Europe have games during this break. And yeah, as we were also saying before, ban Australian stacks.
Yeah. Defensive stacks for sure. I don't think any of the forwards got above a green score. So it was definitely a defense slash midfielder banning.
That's all right. No, everybody loves a little AA.
Yeah.
So second division, I assume second division Europe is open.
Should be right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. I remember somebody asking me if they should play second div.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah. All right, so Second Div Limited has 430 cards available, rewards, that is. Rare has 98, Rare Plus 22, one of our final Rare Plus game weeks. Mm-hmm. So let's see what we got here. Well, Espanol near the top. How would you say this? Yeah. Albacete?
Albacete, maybe. Yeah, I've never tried to pronounce that one.
Me neither.
I've tried to avoid it, I think. strategically, but yeah, Albacete, I think so. Yeah,
we'll go with that. Racing Santander, which I believe is that in Iñigo Vicente's team. Yeah, it is. Somebody was looking for one in the chat. Who was that?
They have another. They have like a love child now of Vicente on the same team. Go back on that screen. He's under 23 till like whenever. It's that Peke Fernandez, number 10. Have a look at his recent run of DAs and just scores in general. I mean, not incredible, but good enough. 37 AA.
Wow.
Mm.
Sets?
I didn't even bother looking. Pens. He's on pens.
That's a ridiculous split.
Yeah, that is very... I thought pens, though. I know, yeah. It's a weird one, isn't it? But, all right. Yeah, he just popped up on my radar a few days ago. Yeah.
Let's see. Bouncy said off topic, but how long does it take you guys to set lineups? For this game week, about 8 seconds.
Yeah, probably 11 seconds for me this week. Normally, though, days. Like, it's spread across days, you know? Yeah. Not like... physically 24 hours a day, but yeah, spread across
the so I take days to do those, and then I delete them all Friday morning, and then I watch Harry and Quinny, and right. I just rush to get them in, and then remember academy lineups at 3 minutes to the deadline. Anyway, Sam said, how's it going, lads? I bought a full Vancouver limited collection 5 days ago. Most of the players have doubled or even tripled, tempted to sell and take the guaranteed profit.
Interesting. This feels like the Prem bubble all over again, right?
It not financial advice, but I think you'll make more selling it. But it's also not fun.
Yeah,
it's not fun at all. You just sit there with your ETH and you're like, sweet, what am I going to do with this now?
Yeah.
Anyway, second division Europe. Everybody's coming for Mike Bastin, who has an 89 strength indicator on his lineup.
So I was gonna reveal to you, Led. I think I'm gonna play second div limited this weekend with my Road to Glory, because I've just fell into having five second div players thanks to Sam, obviously, with the Lucas Zidane in goal. I've literally got a full second div lineup, which I will be rocking, I think.
Ivan Gill season?
Well, I've literally just put him into the lineup, and SD is showing me he's 89% on. To start, so I'm a bit worried. He's the only one. Oh, I lie. Actually, Montu's at 88 as well. So yeah, that's actually worried me a little bit. I'll have to look into that. But that was the plan anyway. I was going to play second.
That's the plan. All right, that's fair. That's fair. Ricky was saying Vancouver back to that collection have four home games back to back, which that's like a Gator guy dream.
Mm, that really is.
Brad said, sorry if you already addressed, is Thursday going to be the new norm for the weekend preview, or is this a one-off? My two cents, Thursday makes much more sense. It makes more sense, but it's a one-off.
Right.
The thinking was that doing it Wednesday is more like, it's not even a first look, because that would be like Tuesday, but it allows people who watch the show time to react to, you know, if there are any, whatever news there is. Thursday, it's so short. Like, it's basically the Monday show for the midweeks. It just feels like having the extra day for people to watch it and kind of figure out what they want to do instead of watching it like Thursday night. And you're just like, oh, let me go get this guy. And you know, the price graph looks like this and you're already too late. So mm-hmm. that's the reason for Wednesday. We used to do Thursday. I don't know. Wednesday feels better to me. Oh, yeah. Man. Toby's rocking a 95 strength indicator.
Oh, no, I don't want to play.
Where is you have like a bunch of Andorra guys or is it just Gil?
Because I have a spread. Yeah, I have a spread. Like literally five players from five different teams, actually, which is pretty fun.
Always fun. Always fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, it doesn't seem like anyone using second division cards like in All-Star are going to be all that.
Not really, no. There's no one crazy. A-bar away from home. Yeah, I think it could
Who is it? Tenerife. I feel like a bunch of people have Tenerife stacks, whether they're good or not, but they're the second lowest or second biggest underdog. There we go.
Yeah, they're pretty popular.
Just found out Andres Gomez has been called up for Colombia as a backup. There goes my best player for the limited comp.
Oh, Jesus.
Bouncy said they're in the 80s for the MLS cash comp. That's all right.
That's fun.
I see you guys. I see you.
Yeah.
Asia empty. America, we said Colombia and MLS. Was there? There's Chile, excuse me. And that might be it.
Red Bulls are playing into Miami's second team, aren't they, this weekend?
Like, at best. They had, right, yeah, I think the number I saw was 9 players away or out.
That's not a bad time to play the Red Bull boys. I know Forsberg's out, so that, you know, nerfs them as well, right? But
yep. Cornell as well is out.
Ooh.
And I don't think anybody knows who's going to start in goal because they have the old Ryan Mira and young. I don't even remember what the other guy's name is.
Very interesting.
Does anyone know if that's Cornell coming off a big 6.3? Marcucci, that's who it is. Anthony Marcucci Jr.
Right.
Who might still be U23. He is.
Ooh, okay.
So careful.
Their kit looks so much like you are a Red's new kit. Have you seen their new one, Led?
I have not.
The kits are, well, from what I'm remembering, almost identical with like this sort of zigzag black and red situation. Oh, they haven't updated it. That's weird.
Did he not get a new card?
No, he does definitely have new cards. I saw them. I mean, goalie kits.
Oh, the goalie, yeah.
Yeah. I know that. That was the only two players you could think of straight away.
I got another one.
I know. Okay, it's quite blurry. Okay, it's more of like a marble situation, yeah. Maybe. But yeah. Quite similar, considering they're, yeah, you know, completely different kits as far as manufacturers go.
Mm-hmm. Jose said they lost Morris and Schulte to whatever the U23s are doing. I thought... maybe it was that. Yeah. So Columbus is down here as their away to Charlotte. David Alves said, I sold my Evan Bush for 3X. Yeah, Evan Bush season. L15 is 0.
Yeah, what is his price right now? I bought him for 15 quid like 3 days ago. Yeah, 25 is the floor. Oh, he sold 5 minutes ago for 24. Sold 30 minutes ago for 28. Maybe I cash in, Led. Do I cash in on my big Evan Bush?
That's actually pretty crazy because like his limited went for 21. Jeez. Yesterday. And the rare now 38.
Wow. What? These like multiples are just so messed up, aren't they?
It's so strange.
It is, isn't it? I don't think anyone realizes anymore like that they're like 10x more scarce as a scarcity. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's apparent anymore in the game. That's another topic, obviously, but like it's just a weird one. Yeah, it's like really blurred these days.
It just makes no sense to me now. No, like there, you see some players and you're like, oh, he's really good. So maybe it should be higher. Okay. But then other guys who are not as good. And this was like, this isn't even a new season, old season. This is like rare to limited. And yeah, that's a weird one. But anyway, yes. Evan Bush, I assume there are plenty on the market. People are trying to, oh my God.
This 26 limited, 6 rares, 3 supers.
So the current auction, which ends in an hour for an Evan Bush limited, is at $14.88. The floor is $5.32 for an old season.
So 3.
Don't you only need 3 new season limiteds too?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then in rare, we have six.
Right. And no new seasons.
Yeah. Good luck to whoever's selling this one for $108.
Yeah.
Hoping for the ultimate FOMO buy.
Yeah. I mean,
Juju said this game week in MLS, everything can happen. It's insanity with all the players missing. Yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. Sam said Brian White in season going for 7x his old season.
Yeah, that's nuts.
This is right here. Mike Basson said all the sellers should apologize in advance for everyone who gets Evan Bush as a tier 2 reward in a couple of game weeks.
And we'll all complain about it still. Well, I definitely will anyway.
Yep, absolutely. Simo, what's up? Damn work getting in the way of the important things as usual. Yeah, I mean, come on now. Come on. This is where we schedule meetings during this time. Anyway, so I think we can all groupthink this a little bit of players who are going to be out. So like, yeah, Orlando, we know Gallese is away.
Facu Torres?
Yep.
Yeah. But he hasn't really been starting, so that maybe not much of a miss.
That's a weird one.
Yeah. Muriel? Or is he doesn't play for the national team anymore? I don't think he does he?
I didn't think he did either.
Okay.
Toby's saying, holy shit, White exploded. Did he really?
Is that Brian White? What is... wow.
This, why is that? It's got to be this Vancouver, like, four
in a row. Yeah, fair enough. Still, though, wow.
Like, let's talk about the guy who really should be exploding. There we go.
Yeah, I guess he is, to be fair.
$68.
Oh, my God. Those instant buys, man, are literally keeping so rare afloat. Best decision they ever made, man.
It's funny because we look at the prices and we're like, you have to be nuts. And other people are like, yes, let's go.
Get him in. Yeah.
Wow. Harry, are we back?
I mean, it feels that way, Ben. It really does, mate.
Instant really buy does. For sure.
instant buyback.
Like Gald's auction, which ended this morning for me, mm-hmm. 4 hours ago, went for 407. Do you think an instant buy of like 550 sells if they had them for rare?
If there's none up, yeah, probably.
Probably.
See, right? That's a really healthy graph, though, I think, Ledger's on a, like, all the new seasons and all the old, you know what I'm saying? Or are they all old seasons, the dots?
Surely, yeah.
But yeah, like they don't have to be, do they?
Well, actually, hold on. Let me.
Because that just looks rather healthy, you know. I don't know, whatever X that is, 2X or whatever. Like it just looks fine. But then there's some that are just so wonky, you just can't really. Okay, yeah. I don't know, it just looks really, really neat.
It feels like the stability that people want.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Toby said, I'm listing my White. If I can take home 3x profit without ever using him, I will. I think the worst part of So Rare is that recognizing that if you're really just doing an ROI thing, flipping these cards at this time is what makes sense. Frankly, buy him back in 3 weeks. Like if you thought I'm going to have this card like for a while, just sacrifice the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, 100%.
Not financial advice. Anyway. Who else we got here? Sporting Kansas City, favorite home against LA. I think LA's got most of their guys still home, right?
Yeah, I think so, relatively.
Cincinnati, home against New York City FC. St. Louis, home against DC. We do have a Little Liga MX as well.
Mm-hmm.
We're all Juarez this weekend.
Yeah.
Let's see. Portland, home against Philly. I assume Andre Blake is gone. And a few others.
Yeah. This is like the ultimate zig or zag week, I think, for MLS/America. Because like, obviously we have the MLS tournament, but I'm assuming America is open.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say there's River Plate cards in there for now, which I don't know if they are right now, but let's just argue they are for the weekend. Like, I don't know. Like, is that one of them where you go, do you play America? And just...
Yeah, I'm the fact that you only need three new season cards and not four does make it seem like we'll see a good number of old season cards in the special.
Yeah, right now there's more players playing America Rare than there is MLS Special Weekly by 25%, roughly.
So was this 301?
409.
407. Yeah. I mean, there are, like, we do have some Liga MX, and there's like,
right, yeah.
Don't we have these Católica cards? Or is it the other one?
We do.
I think it's this one, yeah. So, like, there are other America cards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Which will definitely be in there because you can't really play them anywhere else, barring Star. But, like, I don't know. I've seen that discussed in a few Discords. Like, you know, should you? Obviously, you know, a lot of people do have these new cards for MLS, but like, where does your sort of priority go? Does it go into America and hope everyone goes to a MLS Special Weekly, or, you know, the other way around? I don't know. It's a weird one.
It's also, and Dave is asking if we would play MLS players in Champion America or All-Star. Hmm. Like, it's not like there are that many, they're not that many international games, right? We have a few of these ones at the bottom. We don't have odds for yet, but like Australia away to Lebanon, Thailand at home against South Korea. I don't even know what flag this is. Singapore, China, Singapore, and then Japan, North Korea. Like, given the, like, this morning, or it was this morning for me, South Korea played and everybody saw the lineup and they were like, oh, right. Like, if we just have that again, like, there's really not.
It's not much to worry about.
Good place to stay in Australia or at home to Lebanon.
Okay. It's just the reverse fixtures of this morning for every single one of those teams, basically. And obviously, yeah, we've seen, you know, there is some good scores to be had. Don't get me wrong, but it's not as if you can't replicate most of those elsewhere. Judging off this, you know, this game, but like South Korea will definitely want to try and win the next game. I don't know how it works, but I'm going to assume they're going to need to win to go through in whatever. Jesus Christ. I didn't notice he got that type of score. Is he still at Olympiakos?
145 passes, including 59 in the final third. I don't know where I'm going, to be honest. Red Star?
Red Star Belgrade now. Okay. He like loves not being covered. He just loves being a blue dot. I'm not even joking. He's gone from blue dot to blue dot, for God's sake. Like,
he just doesn't want the pressure of the full play. So. Yeah. Ricky said, I want to win new season MLS cards, so I'm going Champion America. I get that.
Yeah, but then you could also potentially win River Plate. I know they won't be in the same contender challenge or whatever, but you know, there's just like new things to win in America, where all you can win in the MLS is cash. And again, it just comes down to what you want to win, obviously.
Yeah, but, yeah. Did we decide how we're saying this? Svan or Svan?
Svan, maybe? Svan.
Is a 2023 card considered in season if he hasn't had a new card yet? Some teams' players are still missing in MLS. I don't think so, but frankly, the so rare new season rules are not accurate yet.
Yeah.
I'll put it that way. Although they seem to be accurate when you try to submit your lineup, it's really the wording that's off. Like they say, oh, SF on so rare.
SF on Sora. Okay, yeah, I see that now.
I might still say Svan. Shout out to Shaforko.
Yeah, I was going to say.
So David said, I have Polito from last season, which is in season. So it may still show you as having like the in-season bonus, but I'm not sure you'll be able to actually submit your lineup. So just be careful. Yeah, Rikomon said, they don't. I tried, yeah. Like, it's poor wording. Poor wording. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's check pick scores, but it seems like this is a weird week for pick scores. But I'll happily take Daniel Shallowy at the top, since I have one.
Has he got a DA this year yet?
I don't think so.
I don't think
he's
so.
He's done
either.
Set pieces.
Okay.
So. Okay. Oof.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Must be the 74 opponents who were for the Galaxy. Forwards just ripping them up.
Yeah.
There's Insignia. Where's Bernardeschi? Oh, still scrolling. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Single A. Such disrespect. Oh, wait, this is MLS amateur. I'm sorry. No wonder. Okay, so Sun is first.
Yeah, Sun is first.
I get it. There's Darwin Quintero. Still ripping it up, man.
He is on fire, by the way. 81 L5.
Is that good? Jeez.
Oh, my God. That is beautiful. Ah.
36 years old. Still trucking. Man. All right. Insignia, Gold, Cucho, Jung Ho Young. I don't know who that is, but seems to like him.
Yep.
Is this guy starting again? Oh, no. I'm confusing him with someone else. Yeah, I don't know this guy. Looks like I should.
Wow. Beautiful L5. Look at that.
Seven cleanies in a row.
That is impressive. I will say, I did just buy a defender from that team.
Ooh.
For under 23 this weekend.
Is it just me, or is there like a rule in the second division of Spain where like someone has to have 8 clean sheets in a row? It seems like there's always somebody, some goalie. It's always someone different, but yeah. It feels like there's always someone where you're just like, oh, who's this guy? Oh, 9 clean sheets in a row. Great. Okay.
No wondering. They all just take it in turns.
Right. Yeah. One loses it. And then the other one's like, don't worry, I'm on 4. I'll just keep it going. Anyway, Celentano, Pulido. Yeah. All the MLS guys who are still here, plus South Korea.
Yeah.
Diego Vicente sneaking in here with, oh, ooh.
And just above him, Led, is the guy I bought.
He's actually more expensive than Inigo.
It's the under 23, baby. Okay. I can get behind most of those AAAs and stuff.
Exactly this. Yeah, Mike. The Caro rule. Wasn't he the one when they launched second division? He was on like 9 in a row or something.
He was the guy, wasn't he?
I think so.
I was just going to say that David Taylor asked about Wales. No, they'll go into the next midweek against Poland if Poland win, and obviously if we win. So more utility, baby.
Yeah. Like, I'm guessing this is when they launched.
Oh, my days. Right, that's insane.
He was like 1 ETH, I think.
He was the man, wasn't he, for a while? Oh, my God. Look at that. Oh my God, 1. Nep as well.
Nep, yeah. I didn't even know that, actually. I feel bad.
Sorry, Nep. I think he sold him actually to that guy, right? Or was it? Because it said Nep's name second, no? Oh no, it's like from him to Nep, isn't it? Yeah. Oh no. We've all been there. Who wasn't 1 ETH?
Right. Yeah. That's a good
point. Yeah, that's a better question.
Yeah. This is a great line too from Ben. Alvaro Fernandez has nailed a La Liga backup spot for years after this year's performance. Anyway, so yeah, those are those guys. Let's see. Let's check out our U23 goalies with Mr. U23 here. Leo Roman, is he starting again?
He's always been.
Oh, he always been?
I think so, yeah. I could be wrong, but as in this season anyway.
Yeah.
It's a lot of backup under 23. So that, like, I'm not going to pronounce him, but the guy for Amorebieta, the sixth guy down, he's like playing because Pablo Campos or whatever his name is, I have his limited. He's away with Spain. So he plays the second games or, you know, plays these games. There's a couple of funky ones like that in second div. But Zion Suzuki played for Japan today. So I'm going to assume that he started and got a clean sheet. Yeah. So he. I guess he falls into this category then. As in,
Osako doesn't get the next one.
Oh, good point. Maybe they won today, so you could. I don't know. What would you think there? Because isn't it qualification? Like, don't they like kind of need to win these games?
I think so. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one, actually.
I'm going with Maguna Goitia.
Wow, what a name, Maguna Goitia. Yeah, Goitia. Wow, great name.
For Amorebieta. Yeah, this is my new favorite player. Yeah. But he doesn't play, I guess. Anyway.
Not there's normal, Zion. No. There he is. Yeah. Brady's out.
Oh, Brady. That's who it was.
Yeah. So, that one was the worst one.
I mixed up with Schulte, who's also gone. Okay. But I remember one of them was called up for Slonina, right?
Yep. Yeah, right. Yeah. And I was just like, I planned my MLS weekly for, you know, with him being in it. And of course, no, Harry, you're not going to plan with him in it.
No, you are not.
He's going to be called up as the fourth keeper, actually, technically, with, yeah, like you said, Slonina coming off injured and stuff. So, yeah, got him. Really am.
I did notice that we have Osako ahead of Suzuki. So, like, it depends. I'm not sure. I don't know why we're showing no game also, but yeah, that'll be a tricky one.
Celentano's the favorite, right? He's the lucky one here that goes through as a home fixture, not going away. Yeah, he's the one you want. Led, he doesn't have new cards, does he? Have you noticed that? Celentano.
Oh, I didn't notice that. No.
He doesn't have Cincy cards, like new season.
Hmm.
Really strange.
David said Japan can play without a goalkeeper and still win these games. I mean, yeah. It's probably all passes, right? Did he? Oh, he made three saves.
Okay.
A couple good high claims. Always love to see that.
Yep.
But yeah, that's fair. I guess this is the game week where people have like 40 points left on their cap 240 team and they make a bad decision by playing someone who just happens to be higher. But I feel like there's got to be enough low L15 guys that, you know, never play for their club that finally come in. Probably, or they're just terrible, like Georgi Mihailovic.
Yeah, I watched him on the weekend. He did not look great with that pen miss.
No.
Well, big Evan Bush is an L15 of zero, so that's
right.
That's a fun one.
Let's just go to zero. That's all people want to know.
Yeah, there he is.
Why is he an F though?
That happened with
Danny
Ward.
That's how it's like
he hasn't never scored a
make him a starter.
Oh Jesus, Harry Suter's an L. L15 of 30, is he? Oh, my God. Yeah, jeez.
How did they look today? What did he have, 41 AA? That seems fine.
Yeah, seems fine. Of course, Sean had that Rowles guy, left back. he's gonna win All-Star Red Pro.
Really?
Like fact. Yeah. He's got Basakas, however you say his name, Basakates or however, as captain to go. Basakates, yeah. It's a nice team.
Wow.
Oh, he's projected second now. That's weird. Ooh. He was projected first this morning.
At least it's like earned line. Like the
scores are really good. Yeah.
Right. Like the America leaderboard for this game week. Like somebody's going to win with like 200 points.
No way.
Was it America Rare?
Oh, wow. I guess it's done, isn't it, already? Like, oh, almost done.
Almost done. 222 is first place. Jeez. Like 160 gets you on the podium for now. For now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, wow. Until Petroli captain comes through.
I might have a Petroli captain. Did I captain him?
He's like the only goalie I wouldn't like tell someone not to captain.
Okay. Keep in mind I have three DMPs in this lineup. Two DMPs.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I'm catching Sean with this one.
No, probably not. Probably not.
Bit of a long shot. But yeah, that's why we play. Never know. Just need the 300 points from two players somehow. way to be Mike. I got nothing else, Harry. It's a weird game.
No, neither do I. Yeah, it's short and sharp, isn't it? But it's gearing up towards the big sort of next weekend, I guess.
Right, right. All right. Thank you to everybody for joining. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. And again, this is a one-off. We're going to go back to Wednesday starting next week. I just had some things in my own schedule that needed to push back. So, I'll be back later today with Andy for Sora Andrews. And then tomorrow, Sora Data Show, right back at it. So thank you, everybody. And good luck this weekend.